Blog Talk Radio.
Hold up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. You cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is old. And when the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Enough nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And you're done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow bags.
Hey, family! Breaking news, okay? The Washington football team has a new owner. We are now entering a whole new era. Like Kevin Hart would say. Welcome, Mr. Josh Harris. I got goosebumps, man. I feel like we won the Super Bowl, Tree. Hey, what's up, sis? I'm sorry. I'm so rude. That was so ignorant of me. But I just got one thing to say. Ding dong, Snyder's gone.
The witch is gone.
I need another song, Tree.
Oh, my birthday!
You call me your birthday.
It's my birthday. It is my birthday. My job was so sweet today. They let me go an hour early going into this. My actual birthday is tomorrow, but I'm going to celebrate with my family here today on Kale's Corner. This great news about my Washington football team and Treece, you know they talking about changing the name, right? You know what? I'm gonna send 2 million emails, Treece, to the to Josh Harris and then say we want to be the Red Wolves. You can have the stadium, the wolf den, the crowd can howl every time something good is done. And man, I'm telling you, girl, I just drunk a cup of joy juice. At least I feel like I drank a whole cup of joy juice. You know what? Hold on, yeah.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi.
And for those of you that don't know, and I think everyone knows,
we don't own the right to the music.
We don't own the right to the music, but we own the boogie and Till and Taylor own the party. I think, first of all, I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me 52 times around this sun, this moon, this earth. I appreciate him, first of all. I appreciate him, first of all, for waking me up in the morning, because my alarm clock makes the noise, but my God shakes and wakes. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for another year. Another year. Trees, I'm just so, God, I don't know which direction I want to go in. I'm just so happy right now.
Yeah,
you know, I am so happy right now. You know, the NFL owners, they unanimously
mm-hmm.
approve the sale. And that is, you know, getting a bunch of billionaires in a room, all unanimously agree on something, approve something. Look at here, look at here, look at here, look at here. Boy, I'm on the mountaintop, y'all. I'm on the mountaintop on this show, and listen, whew, I'm trying to tell you, the energy is crazy. Energy is crazy. Sis, how have your 2 days been without, well, can I say two? No, I ain't going to say two. How was your 1 day without the corner? How did that go?
It went amazing on Tuesday. I know y'all probably felt like I was, you know, a little short, but I was at a wedding. Well, a vow renewal. My one of my childhood girlfriends / sisters, she'd been married to my brother for 25 years, you guys. 25 years they have been married, but they've been together, I think 27 or 28 years they've been together. So they renewed their vows, and everything went amazing. It was great. But Kale,
yes,
Round Face, my granddaughter, wrote us a letter. She wanted me to read it. Okay?
Okay.
Here it goes.
Yeah.
She said, hi, Kale Corner.
I ain't going to cry. Am I going to cry? Am I going to cry? Three.
No. Well, you might, because I did a little bit. It choked me up a little bit.
Okay.
She says,
okay, I'm ready.
Right. You ready? Sit down.
Yeah.
She says,
I'm
sitting. Hi, Kale's Corner. As you guys already know, it's Malaya. My grandma and Mr. Uncle Kale are grateful that most of you get to attend the show. My mom liked the Green Bay Packers, and me and my dad and my pop-pop liked the best football team, Dallas Cowboys, and my grandma liked the 49ers. Some of your teams are sorry, but it's okay to take an L sometimes. But that's all I wanted to say. I love Uncle Kale, and I love my grandma.
Oh man. I can take the little dig, man. I can take the little dig. You know, that baby is so precious. That baby is so precious. You know what I mean? Look, I had to take the glasses off for a minute. You know what I'm talking about? I couldn't see, girl.
Exactly.
All the water in my eyes. You know, hey,
I love over there crying.
Yes, he is. listen, y'all, but it's a good cry. It's all tears of joy. My birthday, my twin and myself birthday tomorrow, I'm going to go to the stadium tomorrow at 1 o'clock and be amongst all Washington fans enjoying our new era coming in, and then my baby just wrote a letter that was just so precious and touching, y'all. It's all tears of joy, but yeah, your boy is crying. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Listen, I'm glad to be here so you can talk about me. How about that one? Yeah, I'm glad to be here so you can talk about me. My joy is on 2 million right now. I'm serious. See,
I know that's right. No, I don't. I know. I can feel it.
Yeah, 2 million. No, I'm saying 2 million keep dropping in my head. I'm sending them bammers 2 million emails tonight. You understand me? As soon as I figure out how to email.
Okay.
You know what I mean? As soon as I figure out how to email y'all, I'm sending them 2 million emails on changing this name to Red Wolves. Let's be the Wolves,
right,
man. Let's call FedEx Field. Take that name off of there. It's the Wolf Den. And then, you know what, Mr. Harris? We're going to give you two more seasons playing in this stadium. I need to come back to D.C., man. We need to come back to D.C. Y'all can make our
I think we're
going to
do that.
Yes, yes. Won't that be something? Won't that be something? You know? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would
girl,
love that.
Girl.
I would really love that.
I feel like singing an old song. I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. Oh, it's just me.
It's just you, bro. I can hum.
So
with
what?
You. Look, I can hum with
so
you.
So what?
I can't sing nothing.
Today,
but I can hum.
Today is, but that's okay, because you know what? When judging by these phone lines and how we getting them in already, I got some folks who are going to share that. They going to share that joy with me. Yeah,
I know that's right.
All right, Todd, we're going to get right into it. On today's episode, we're going to take a look at the MLB batting leaders and the stolen base leaders. Who's batting hot? And who's stealing them bases? Who's getting away with it? We're going to talk a little of the latest NBA news and rumors. Draymond Green comes out and expresses his feelings about Chris Paul post the first expression that he doesn't like Chris Paul. He can't stand Chris Paul. So we're going to talk about that. NFL talk, we're going to jump into our top 10 again. But today, twist, we're going to name the top 10 head coaches. And we're going to name the top 10 NFL stadiums according to the players that they love to play in. So that's the head coaches first and then the stadium. Okay, guys, you can join Lady T and all our online corner crew, my baby, what's up? Or join Lady T and join Lady T and all our online corner crew on Kale's Corner Facebook Live. Okay, Facebook Live, Kale's Corner. That's what it is. Yeah, yeah. You can also join Lady T and DMV Kale and all our live in studio family. That's me, Ma, Ted, 007, 57, Reese Cup, and the crew. You can join all of us at 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Kale's Corner, where keeping it real is our only real. It's our only real. I'm telling you, I love that. I love that. So, Lady T, you got anything else you want to say? I might, T, you know what, Lady T? Keep that letter beside you. Keep that letter beside you. I might want to hear that again.
Okay.
I like
when I know that's
baby
right.
Again. All right. Hey, thank you all ahead of time because I know everybody is going to give your boy birthday blessings and birthday wishes. So thank you all ahead of time. And we're going to take a quick, real quick break, 563-999-3782. Hey, Trees.
What's happening?
Lady, we don't own the rights to the music.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a bar, I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need.
Hey, hey, I told y'all it was going to be quick. I told y'all it was going to be quick. First of all, let's go into MLB batting leaders, okay? Batting leaders. Should I do this list one to five or five to one? Which one do you want, Lady T?
Five to one.
Five to one. The lady has spoken. At number five with Tampa Bay is Yandy Diaz. Yandy Diaz has played in 81 games, has 99 hits and 13 home runs. 99 hits, 13 home runs. Number four, Treese's nemesis. Freddie Freeman with the L.A. Dodgers, 95 games, 121 hits with 17 home runs, 121 hits with 17 home runs. Bo Bichette, 95 games. 130 hits and 16 home runs. Wow. Wow.
Ooh, that's great.
Number two, Bichette is with Toronto. I'm sorry, he's with Toronto. Number two, Robert Acuna Jr. with Atlanta. 94 games, 126 hits and 23 of those are home runs. Number one, is Luis Arraez. 92 games, 130. Yeah, Luis Arraez with Miami.
Okay.
92 games, 134 hits with only three home runs. Now, we're talking hits, so that's why he's the hit leader. Lady T, you got anything you want to add to that?
He did hit 134 times, but if we were talking technical, it would be Bo Bichette at 131,
yeah.
16 home runs for me. Because, them four hits, yeah, you know, those four hits, they are something. Don't get me wrong. They are something. But hitting at 130 with 16 home runs, that seems like it's way out there for me. Because at 134 with only three home runs, that's okay. I don't know if it qualifies for being number one. I can see him being on the list, yes, for hitting 134, but not at number one. I think number one should have went to the number three, Bo Bichette.
What about Robert Acuna Jr.? He has more home runs.
Either one. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Then both of them.
Yeah, all right. Let's run. Let's get on the phones quick. Go to our baseball head here. What's happening, Philly Sam? What it do?
What's going on?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Happy Thursday, Friday Eve.
Oh, here he cleared his throat. He cleared his throat.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, old man.
Thank you, son. Thank you,
all
son.
Of that good stuff. And let me just say this to you real quick. You ain't in the mm-hmm. club with a bottle of bub no more. You in a corner with a
I'm
cane
not.
And some as a Geritol. Okay.
No, I'm in a corner with a cigar and some Heineken Zeros.
There you go. Okay, we'll go with that. We'll go with that.
But,
I don't. When it comes to baseball, I don't often disagree with my sister, but I'm gonna have to disagree with her today because we're only talking about hits and home and hits and not home runs, and that's why I wouldn't
that's
take.
True.
I like the list. I like the way it is. I was looking at us last night. We lost again, and I was looking at us from 1-9. Everybody goes up looking for a home run. If you watch our swing, nobody's looking to just put the ball in play or, you know, get a single, get a double, get somebody on base. We all trying to go over the fence. So when I see a guy that's batting like 380 or 390 or doing good in hits, that lets me know that this is a pretty good batter who's looking for more than just a home run. And that's the guy I would like to see. You know, that's why I like Acuna. I like Acuna because he's a pretty good hitter.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all.
I like it.
We're going to bring
Red. I agree with you, 57.
I mean, this is the batting leader, so we got to go with who has the most numbers in batting. Home runs are a result of batting, and this guy only has three, but like 57 just said, you know, he has 134 hits, 134 mm-hmm. hits with a 356 batting attempts. So that's a good number there. That's a real good number there. So, you know, we're gonna go a little different today, y'all. We're gonna bring Rev T in early. What it do, Rev?
Hey, man,
Rev T.
I know what. Hey, baby. Hey, I'm sugar. Oh, baby, that's all. Rev T. Oh, Jesus, Lord. My baby. He didn't get old. Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday, Cam. Cam, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Super Brother. I love you so much. Lady T, 57, what's going on, man? Rock the bell, man. He ain't gone to heaven.
What's up,
yes, Lord, dude. I got to get you, KO, though, because I know you, KO. Two things that's good and definite and true. If you know DMV KO, this was going to come out of his mouth sooner than later like a fish in an ox and a kangaroo. Yeah. I'll never forget that day. The commander sold the team on my birthday, young. I'll never forget that day. It just all fell in line. A team that I love so much can start a new era on my birthday, young. I'll never forget that, Rev. I can't y'all hear Kale saying that. It's gonna come up.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
It's gonna come
yes,
up.
Sir.
He might cry when he say it. He might cry. Y'all might catch the exclusive and watch DMV Kale cry while he on the radio. But listen here though, right? But I'm on my way to Southeast though right now to go party with
yes,
the people over here that that thing that they having at the what they call it, the bullpen or whatever, right? So I'm gonna post videos with the bullpen. You know what the hell I'm calling it. My GPS taking me there, so I understand it's real clear. You know what I'm talking about? But happy birthday to you, DMV Kale. I love you
Thank
so
you,
much, brother. You've been a friend, you know. Hold on, can I sing for you on your birthday?
I don't know, Red.
Come on, Red.
Thank
Come
you
on,
for
Red.
Being a friend. Time and back again. Your heart is true. You're a power and confidant. And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, would be the biggest gift for me. And the car would say just thank you. Thank you for being a friend. Happy birthday, man. I'm going to get emotional on you. You know, you already know
that
what it
was
is,
right
man.
On
Believe,
time.
Man. Love somebody. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, I'm going to tell y'all something real talk. Me and that man, sometimes we be arguing, right, with each other. You might think we might want to go to blows. But at the end of the day, listen here, man. What they say, man, we tighter than mother. You know what I'm talking about? Pantyhose. You dig? Hey, y'all know what this is. Happy birthday, my brother. Like, I love you, no other. Y'all know what this is. And the people's hype, man, say it with me. Believe, baby. March with me. Ow! Love somebody. Happy birthday, Bama.
I know that's right.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Cool.
I appreciate it.
Good job.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Good job, Ram.
That boy crazy every time I talk to him. Let's go to another call.
Everybody online, say happy
brother.
Birthday to you.
Thank you, family. Thank you, online family. I really appreciate you guys showing up, showing out, participating, and making us great. Come on in here, Ted. What's happening, bro?
Yo, what's going on, California family? Hey, like I say, Rev T, you just took the show, okay? Can't nobody top that, so I'm going to say happy birthday, brother, and I'll be by with one of those things and one of those other things, you know what I mean? I'll be by that way later, but I know they was having this thing up here at the Rosecroft, the race. GCI, whatever the radio station be up here, they up here jamming on the Thursday event thing they have every Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30. Those who ever make it after the 7 o'clock program will be driving to them. But man, I thought about going that way with you, but you know, we probably catch another Thursday. But anyway, happy birthday! You know what it is, bro. Already, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
And I'm surprised they didn't call in crying, man.
That's how deep we go. That's how deep we go. But, hey, that station that's up at Rosecroft, that's 102.3. DJ Rico and all of them. Yeah,
right.
They're getting it in. Rico asked me to come down there because he wanted to celebrate with me, but I told him, hey, man, I got to get on the corner, bro. I got to get on the corner.
Maybe, I wish you could have been there.
Well, next Thursday I'll be on vacation. So next Thursday I'm coming down as soon as the show's over with. I'm coming down there. All right, let's take another call. Thank you, kid. I appreciate that, bro. So, hey, look, we not even going to talk about the batting leaders. Everybody wants to say happy birthday. I appreciate it. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. Let's go to another brother.
We
probably
don't know today.
Oh, Lord. We got to. Because y'all going to be tripping off of these head coaches and these best stadiums to play in. What's up, brother Tane? How you feeling today, bro?
Hey, what's going on, family? Much love, respect. How everybody doing today? What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
I know you're enjoying yourself, man. I just want you to know I love you, man.
Hey, the feeling is next Thursday,
we're going. I'm gonna be out there with you since I heard you already say that. And look, right?
Yes, sir.
Right when Red T was talking, at one point in the time, I thought it was you when he kept saying Young. Yeah, he sounds just like you, bro.
Hey, look, you done heard me say it. You done heard me say it 2 million times. So, yeah, he should sound like me. He's heard me say that. Hey, listen. Hey, look, Tank, he's heard every version of Young that I got. Young, why you doing that? Yeah, what you saying? Come on, y'all.
So he heard every version, huh? I know he did.
You know? So
he took the show with that song, though, man. That was right on time.
Yeah.
If I knew how to sing, I would have.
What was that, the Golden Girls?
Yeah, that was the Golden Girls. Yeah, that was the Golden Girls.
Hey,
look. He snatched the little kid out the corner of my eye. Yeah, talk about. But I'm back. I'm back. That's my man, 50 grand. All right, real quick, y'all. We're going to do the stolen bases leaders, the guys who's leading the MLB with the stolen bases. At number five.
Okay. Can I say one thing real quick, Kale?
Yes, sir.
I bet everybody on the corner $5 Kale cry before the show over with. We're going to give us our
money.
Yeah,
I'm
in,
bro.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to take everybody's money today, 57. You think you're
Hey, listen.
Yeah,
hey,
everybody
bet
you.
I was just going to say,
yeah, y'all can't tell hard, but also his softy, man, especially you know when there's love all involved. So, yeah, indeed. Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted to say, I wanted to say about...
Why do I have to be soft? Why can't I just be passionate? I like passionate.
Oh, come
anyway,
on. Be soft, man.
Like
don't be
passionate.
Okay.
I got your back.
Anyway. Okay. All right. Now, as far as we was talking about the baseball thing, I didn't get my thing get about the baseball. 57, are you right on point with your Yankees? Because I thought about that today. Well, the other day they was about the Yankees, and they was talking about them not being, you know, hitting home runs. And if they can't hit home runs, they not winning. I'm like, man, they can't play small ball like they used to with Jeter. You know, Jeter wasn't known for hitting homers like that. That team was known for playing baseball, as y'all know, a small ball, all-around ball. You know what I mean? They had the home runs hitters,
right.
But they had the base stealers. They had the pitching, and they had the batting, you know, where everybody was hitting. I mean, you know, high percentage in their batting, you know, so and RBI.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't have
Come
that
on,
with
baby.
The Yankees. So I just thought that was right
Come
on point.
On.
You know what I mean? I just wanted to say that because I had showed thought about the Yankees.
So
they are getting whooped.
Oh, man.
Yep, you 100% correct.
That's right with the news.
Ted come with all that Yankee. He come with all that Yankee baseball knowledge and did say that them Bama's getting whooped. Ted,
that's
that was
true. That's knowledge, too. That's true.
Yeah.
That's the truth, though, man. I can't argue with him.
Hey, they say the truth hurts, right? Right.
Yeah,
all right,
it does.
Y'all, Let's go to stolen bases real quick. Bobby Witt Jr., Kansas City, with 27 stolen bases. Number four, Corbin Kendall, with 28 for Arizona. Wander Franco, with 28 for Tampa Bay. EST Ruiz, that's what I'm going to call this, baby. Ruiz, 43, with Oklahoma. And the number one, y'all, Ronald Acuna Jr., 44, with Atlanta. So, hey, listen, the boys getting it. They getting it. Y'all, baseball is, man, I'm telling you, it's, wow. I am at an apex moment, okay? Not just the birthday, not just the selling of my team, but what baseball is about to be, all that baseball is about to be. Man, we're about to see some great baseball. You hear me? Let's take another call, Rick. Let's take another call. What's up, Nod? I know it's you.
Hey, what up? Happy birthday, man. What's up,
brother?
What's going on,
you,
man?
Bro.
57?
What's up, Doc?
Ain't nothing, man. Cool. You know how it is.
I know, that's right.
So,
but no,
you
I'm
got
just checking in. I ain't want to... My
good
bad, Kel. I'm throwing us off the rhythm. But no, the baseball, basically, they fixed baseball. The pitch clock made people be able to watch games now because it ain't as long. And the changes with pitching where you can only try to pick off somebody twice, that changed the whole ball game with stealing. So steals is back in the game, and we're seeing it every night. It's making it more exciting. And like my man said, Yankees and some of these teams who loaded up on power hitters, they're going to have to figure out a way to play small ball until Judge get back or they figure out something else with another hitter. But, yeah, small ball's back, people running. Of course, Acuna out there. But, yeah man, game different now.
You know, nah, you always got to come on here and come with the facts and everything. And you got to throw my team out there when you bring them up. I'm like, I can't argue with you because you're telling the truth. I'm like, come on, man.
Hey,
you told me
don't you get me back in football and basketball.
You told me to get in it.
Yeah,
this
but
the only
these Yankees and I agree with Nas. You know they you know you can't pitch over to the you can't try to pick the man off of twice and then if you try to do it again it's a balk. You know they messing with they tinkering with the game too much. I know me and Ted don't really agree with this adding the counter for the pitching and all of that. And, you know, Ted thinks it would be better, and I don't think so. But, you know, hey, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, they're going to make up their mind how they want to do things.
Well, with that 57, I'm in between. I'm in between, though, because I'm like this. Like Nas just pointed out, that is so true about the stolen bases. But I didn't know that you can only try to pick them off twice. I did not know that. But that really changes it, man. That's like you say, that's about the strategy of baseball. You're taking away bat, you know, and stuff. And then they're going for a lot of score. You see all these scores has been jacking up lately. You know, they're going for runs. They want a lot of scoring, as we said before, as they did football, you know. But, no, I'm not, like, just totally for it. I'm in it as far as anything that will speed up the game, but not really changing it like that, not the nuances of the game, man, that makes the game the game. You know,
do you know, Ted, that mentioning what you just said, Ted, that Wednesday night was the first time since 1894 that over 10 teams scored over 10 runs in the same night. That's what caused the way they're changing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's
indeed.
A direct sign.
Can I ask one more question?
That is a direct
That's
sign.
That's a good thing.
That,
I'm
yeah,
glad.
Yeah. Yeah, and we all know offense sells tickets. I don't care what sport it is. Offense
I don't know.
Tickets. It does.
I don't know.
It does. Hey, it does.
But in baseball, like you say, the traditionalists in baseball, they don't care if it's 1-0, you know? They
Me
call
either.
That a
That's
great game.
Is.
You know?
Well,
I'm just...
The
O's still on top. Y'all can talk all y'all want. The O's still on top.
tell my Betty, with batters, food stolen bases, there's not one Oreo in there. So right now, while we're talking about batting and stolen bases, we choose to leave the Oreos right to the top. But, Ted, there were traditionalists in the NBA who came around to the way the game is played now. There were traditionalists in with the NFL who've come around to what the game is now. Scoring is exciting.
Well, you have no choice as far as with basketball. It is going to be what it is. But you got fit. I mean, you got people. Traditionalists that talk about how they don't play defense, how they just stand out there and not moving and this and that. So you do have people against it. You have people that loves it, you know. But so you know it's either or. So I mean it's not you know one sided debate.
True.
But I wanted to ask who has the record in stolen bases? Is it Ricky?
Come on,
I know Ricky Henderson been surpassed, right? I don't know who it. I know it was Ricky Henderson at one time. Yeah, I go back way, you know, so.
I think it might still be Ricky Henderson, Ed. I can't remember. Or, it's still Ricky Henderson?
Yeah, man.
I can't remember. I know Ricky held it for a long time.
Right. How many did he have?
Somebody need to call Ricky Henderson, journalist, somebody, because we need to get him on the record now while he's still out here about the change and about all these people getting all these stolen bases. You know Rick ain't going to be for this. Rick going to be like, well, I'd have got 100 at the all-star break if they that rule in when I was – you know, Rick going to go off,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
He would definitely wouldn't like the way the game's being played now because he played with your head just like the pitchers played with you. Ricky had a whole lot of stuff that he brought to the table when he came to bat.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. He did. From buttons.
All right, y'all, let's let another call in. Let's let another call in. Cap, what it do, Cap?
What up, beloved? Cap. What up, y'all? What up, family?
What it do?
What's up, Cap?
What up, Rick? Good. Hey, what's
man.
Up, y'all? Miss y'all. Listen, Ricky Henderson. If you interviewed him, he's going to speak in third person. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big
That's
fact.
Cool.
Big fact. Okay.
Yeah. He has 1,000 stolen bases.
He got 1,406 stolen bases.
Yep. Entire Cobb second.
Wow.
Yep.
Y'all think anybody can catch that?
No.
You don't think nobody
can catch that yet.
They don't really focus on the stealing anymore like they used to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, the game's different now.
But you know, and today's ball, they like you say, they don't play small ball like they used to. Like not many teams.
Right.
That was based on stolen bases. Is based on small ball and manufacturing runs. You steal second, you get the other guy sacrifice you to third, then the other guy bring you in.
Talk it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, Cincinnati, Elian De La Cruz.
I love him. I love
stole
him.
The cycle the other night.
I love him.
All the way home.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Now, if they take advantage of that, he might get close. But 1,400, that's a lot of stolen base. Ricky Henderson, that was his game to get on base so he could steal.
Yes, sir.
Players don't come like that no more.
But guess what? The next person to get his stolen bases from Ricky Henderson from 1406 is Lou Brock with 938 stolen bases.
That's
only Ricky beat out. Lou Brock was the man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well,
Lou Brock.
I just like the excitement of the stolen base. I love it. I hate when a guy goes to steal second and the catcher doesn't even attempt to throw the ball down there for whatever reason. And I know sometimes the second base guy is covering more shaded out in the outfield to the left or the right. So it wouldn't be a good play to throw that ball because that dude not only going to steal second, but third is his as well. So
exactly.
I can understand that. But I just hate to see no type of contest from the catcher when a guy is stealing, you know? I like to see happen to get down and slide and bring all they got to get to that base. I love that. Go ahead, Pichelle. I'm sorry.
And I agree with you, Kale, and that's why I disagree with the rule change because – just like you remember last year when we was all watching Judge hit his home runs. Every time he came up to bat, everybody in the stand standing. We all on TV watching. Well, when Ricky Henderson was still in stolen bases, it was the same way. As soon as he got on base, the stands was all up. They were ready because they know Ricky going to try to take this base from you, and him and the pitcher going to play with each other for about 2 or 3 minutes. It was exciting.
Hey, not only second,
you taking another excitement out of the game.
Listen, he was still third and home. He was still third and home on you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You know what I mean? He's bad.
The middle game.
Like you say, he had the white gloves on, and he was hitting it.
Well,
he was only two other players. It was only two other players that stole 80 bases in one season, and that was Eric Davis and somebody named Nichols. And Ricky Henderson. And that was back in the 80s, okay? That was back in the 80s, and nobody has done it since. So that's how hard it is to do that.
I mean, we have to get our minds around the fact that this new rule gives some and it takes some. And one thing that I believe in my heart of hearts that it's taking is the attempt, at least, to steal a base. Like you said, with that quick counter on that pitch, on the pitcher, it's like the ball is at home plate before the catcher really makes up in his mind. Okay, it's like the catcher gives the sign to the pitcher of what to throw, and by the time the ball gets down there, he can't. It seems as if he's not focused enough for the complete tag. Like, okay, boom, the pitch is in. Let me throw the second real quick. You know what I mean? So it's just like it's more or less seven. Like they're just allowing guys to take the base now. They're just letting mm-hmm. them do what you know. And I for one, you know, yes, truly. That is something that I believe they are taking away from the game. But, you know, I have to admit, I like the quicker game. I like the quicker game.
You know what I think?
I like it.
Because you know what I think? I think Ricky, people forget that Ricky Henderson was fast. Like, he wasn't no slow
yeah.
runner. Like, he was like lights out, like he was fast.
Right.
Like you want
track
you
speed.
See him and then next thing you know he'd be at second base. You'd be like,
he
what
don't.
The heck just happened? Yeah,
yep.
you know what I mean? Like he was fast. He wasn't like fast, but he was fast.
Yep.
Yeah.
And,
but you know,
and we don't have
yeah.
that no more.
You know one of the reasons they sped the game up, guys?
What is it?
Right.
Yeah. To get the kids involved, because if they
mm-hmm.
they got school
oh,
the next
yeah.
morning, so they can't
mm-hmm.
be getting home 11
yeah.
o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Yep.
The same thing happened
yeah.
in football, happened
game.
In baseball. A game
yeah.
ended one night at like 1 o'clock, 1:30
in the morning.
By the time
yeah.
they got out of there, the subways were closed down. Nobody
yep.
could get home.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yep.
they had to started going from, remember when the football games, Monday Night Football, used to start at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
At
yeah.
9
yep.
o'clock. So they did everything so they could try to get that game over with. And you're exactly right. It's the kids, man. Which I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, the kids are the future observers, the future fans. So
the
future is on. Yes. It's
exactly.
only going to be as bright as you make it. So, yes, I understand that totally. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
As far as the stealing bases who might be, you know, come close to that young boy from Cincinnati Red. I can't
mm-hmm.
think pronounce
yeah.
his name, but he lefty batter. Yeah, I know what I'm talking
Cruz.
About. Okay. Right. Thank
Dela
you.
Cruz.
Thank you for some him. If anybody,
we
cause
he's
the fastest
enough.
Out there right
but
now.
He wins his face. Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. Yeah. So.
You're right.
You know. And then with them giving him opportunities more so now. Go ahead, Lacey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what, y'all?
He takes too many risky chances, though. That guy you're talking about, Ruiz, he takes a lot of risky chances. So a lot of times that when he do steal the base, like 7 times out of 10, he get out. Like they get him out. So I'm not saying don't steal the base, but I'm just saying be a little bit more precautious when you stealing the base. But he is fast.
Yeah, that's a youth in him. He'll slow down.
Yeah.
yeah, once he learns
yeah.
that he can keep that speed up and learn and get the knowledge to go along with that
nope.
speed, he's gonna be awesome.
No injury.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No injury.
See, Ricky,
there you go, sis.
See, Ricky stole all his
yeah.
bases. Yes, he has speed. Ricky had the speed, yes, but he stole it off the smarts. It's off
yeah.
the smarts.
And y'all don't forget, Ricky had power too. Nah, don't forget that.
Oh,
Ricky
no
could hit
home
runs too.
Ricky
had it all.
He had 297 home runs.
Yeah, Ricky could do it all.
They had an event with Cincinnati the other day. And they had
old school Pete Rose there with De La Cruz. And it's a picture of them two standing together, and you just look at it, and it looked like two athletes that don't play the same sport. It's like Pete Rose looked like he's about 5'11", 6'2", 250. Man, De La Cruz looked like he's 6'6". Like, he looked like, you know, like a prototypical wide receiver. Calvin Johnson or something standing next to Pete Rose. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as Ricky, shout out to Howard Bryant over at ESPN. He wrote a book last year about Ricky, man. It's called The Life and Legend of an American Hero. Something like that. But, yeah, Howard Bryant wrote a whole book about Ricky last year, man. Check that thing out.
Oh, that's what's up.
And Ricky spoke out about the way players were being treated and everything in MLB. And so that put him on the outs with them like that. That's why they don't be calling him back for stuff. You
exactly.
know? And Pete Rose, I'm glad you brought up Pete Rose. You know, they need to stop doing that man that way, man. Leave that man alone.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah. I think he's more than paid his debt for his wrongdoings. I mean, it's people that have murdered people and they off the hook already. So, come on, man. Come on, man.
He served a life sentence already.
Exactly. And then the thing that's really upsetting, when he passes, then they're going to want to start tributes and naming stuff after him and all of that. And it's like, why? You know, now is not the time. You know, it's not the time.
Got that man signing autographs in Reno. You know what I'm saying? Like, look out for that man. And the only reason they're doing it is to scare the hell out the next generation of anybody who might want to start betting or whatever.
That's it. It ain't scaring nobody in football. Tell it, brother.
But listen.
Say it again, Cap.
They ain't scaring nobody in football.
Nobody in football. But go ahead, Tree. Go ahead, Tree.
But when you get caught doing something like what he did, see, he was caught doing what he did. Like, he was using steroids or whatever. He was caught doing that, right? I'm not mad that they banned him from the sports. I'm more mad that they're using him for the things that they want to use him for and not going to let the man into the Hall of Fame. Like, I don't really care. Like, for the people who was quote unquote said he did something, but it was never found that he did something, and then you still ban that person and treat him like Pete Rose. I'm more mad at that than I am at the Pete Rose situation. With my quotes in the air, my little quotations in the air, like I'm more mad at that situation because Pete Rose,
right.
He did what he did, right? He got caught doing what he did. So you get the punishment that come with that, and that's a lifetime ban. But if you're going to lifetime ban somebody from doing something, then that means he don't get to come to the stadium and y'all get to use him the way that y'all want to use him. Like, you can't have it both ways. Like, that's a no-no. Like, that should never happen. And Pete Rose crazy for letting them do it.
It's about that money. He got to get that money.
He got to pay the mortgage.
Yeah. And another factor.
But he can start a podcast. He can do a lot of things. He can start a podcast and make his own money. Like you could, like a lot of other people have gone on to do. Don Imus, he did that when they banned him from the sport. He went out and got a podcast and made more money.
But if you don't mind me saying this, they get a lot of money just showing up to sign a baseball.
Y'all can't hear me.
Go ahead, Kim.
Pete Rose had a problem. And all we heard about was the punishment. Baseball, did you guys do anything to try to get this man some help? He was gambling.
Yeah.
That gambling
no,
is
they, a they
sickness.
Tried. They tried, Kenny.
What do you mean they tried? I haven't
seen
one story saying they tried.
They tried to get him help. Yeah, they tried to get that
maybe
man help. That man went through a lot of rehabs. That man went through a lot of programs. He did all necessary things. That's why they use him the way they do. They just not going to let him into the Hall of Fame.
Listen,
that's
why they
get to use him the way they do.
They got Ty Cobb in the Hall of Fame, and Ty Cobb stood out in the middle of the field and called people all kinds of names and everything, and they let him in. All Pete Rose did was bet on baseball games, and that was it.
You know he didn't bet against his team. He didn't bet against his team, but then also gambling is illegal. It's legal now, you know. So they promote gambling now, you know. So
But it wasn't then.
I know. I understand that.
Yeah,
but I don't think he hurt nobody then, though. But I don't think he hurt nobody for this to be a lifetime ban, though. Like you say, not for a lifetime. Not for what he contributed,
not for
though,
a lifetime.
To the sport, though. You know?
It all depends on how much money he was spending on gambling and who he was gambling with.
It don't matter. It was his money. It don't matter.
Money.
It was his money, though.
It matters.
He wasn't spending somebody else's money. He's the only person he hurt was himself.
Somebody else's money. I said, right. That's what I just said. That's exactly what I just said.
Well, I'm just saying that's why I don't think I think baseball is wrong.
Then you're hurting him more by banning him.
But overall, all of the leagues are terrified of people thinking the games are fixed. So if you get caught gambling or anything, they're going to try to hit you hard as hell. Because they just don't want the idea of that being out there. Look what they did to the receiver on Detroit and a couple people this year for the NFL.
Yeah.
Ridley last year. They scared as hell of that, man.
And I can understand.
They so tied into it.
Right. See, back when they didn't take gambling money, they could stand on their, you know, on their soapbox and seem like the good moral folks, and they just want to keep their sport on. But once they start taking all the gambling money and doing sponsorships and everything else, now it's like, okay, y'all some hypocrites, man.
You know?
But he was betting against his own team. That's what really got him in trouble. If you bet against your own team, you can't bet against your own team. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't think something's corrupt about
it.
That's suspicious.
It don't matter. If you
bet against your team to lose,
they don't care which way it goes.
Exactly. You can't bet on your team, period. You can't bet on your team. You should have bet on the team down the street.
But okay.
He still would have been outed, but I don't know if he would have been outed for life.
We should have had a proxy. And let the proxy go do all
that's
of
that. I just said that.
You know what I mean?
Fact.
You know?
Yes.
He should have had somebody as these NFL players now. I don't understand. You guys know it's always best to have a name or two in between yours and the wrongdoing. But yet still, we got these guys being suspended still to date for gambling. It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, we're going to...
Because they're doing it on their phone.
Yeah, but that's a direct
and it
link,
follows them.
A record.
It's stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
the question is,
how much are these leagues paying these gambling houses to report that the players themselves are making the bet? Because we all know players are gambling with big money. Gambling houses love big money. So the league has to be giving them something good in order to rat out people using their service. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all, we're going to great conversation. We're going to put a pin in that one. We're going to take a quick break and Draymond Green, man, and the rest of the NBA dudes when we come back. 563-999-3782. I love
you. Well, all right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Green. Your boy Draymond Green expresses his new feelings on Chris Paul, guys. If you all can recall, Draymond Green came out at one time saying he didn't like Chris Paul. He couldn't stand Chris Paul. He respects him as a player, but he didn't like him. Well, now that Chris Paul is a member of the Warriors, Draymond is retracting. He's completely retracting and saying he can't wait until he has an opportunity to pick Chris Paul's brain and find out different things that make him go as a player. Only thing I got to say to this is you should always be careful what you say. You should always be careful what you say, because there are times when what you say comes back to bite you. And I think that those words from Draymond Green are coming back to bite now. Lady T?
I think sometimes when you're in a league, like, you know, the NBA, you're in the league, you say things to get under people's skin, you know, sometimes to get yourself going too sometimes. But I do agree you should not say things like, I don't like this person or I don't like that person, because you never know, you might end up playing with that person. So I mean, I'm with you 100%. I don't think he should have said that. But sometimes people say things in the heat of a moment or to get underneath your skin, or, you know, if y'all in a series, like, he don't really like him because he is good. Like, you know, we don't know what the reason why he said what he said, but I do agree people shouldn't say things they don't really mean, especially now that you're backpedaling and trying to say you want to pick his brain, you want to do this, you want to do that, all those type of things. But it's all, I think, is strategy, just strategizing the game of basketball. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's cool. Nas, come on in here, Nas. What do you think about this?
Yeah, Draymond is online too much, man. He fell for the okey-doke on Twitter, where he saw a tweet and thought KG said it, and then he'd go after KG, and KG had to tell him, like, yo, man, you're tripping. And then with Chris Paul stuff, just, like, if you're going to be an athlete who podcasts, do it once a month or something like that, man. If you always got to have content, then you're just going to be coming into messy situations like this. So, yeah, I don't even know what the point of that was. You could have told that man all that on the phone. Like, I don't get it.
Exactly. A lot of these conversations that go on between players, I'm with you, Nas. Why didn't you guys call each other? I'm pretty sure you know his number and you know how to get in contact with him. Why do you have to make it public knowledge? You know, that's the stuff that's hard to come back from. When you come out and say,
yeah,
oh, I don't like him, and then you go into your reasons as to why you don't like a person, that stuff is long-lasting. So, and then, like Tree said, you didn't know down the road that this guy would be your teammate. And with what went on last season with Poole, you know, you got everybody thinking, oh, man, is it going to be another Poole situation? Is it going to be a situation? Now, I don't think it will, because we're talking about a 33-year-old Draymond Green and a 38-year-old Chris Paul. So I don't think that things will get to that level, but you have eyes on your team for the wrong reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are not watching the Warriors because we want to see if the Warriors will be able to make that comeback that we're all hoping.
No, they're going to be watching the Warriors to see if any little thing transpire that can be clickbait or media news. I'm with you now. You're doing too much social media, bro. You're still playing.
Mm-hmm.
You're still playing. So, you know, bro, concentrate on playing. Do that. Concentrate on what you're going to add to your team next season. All that other stuff, man, it's just unnecessary. To me. Let's bring in 007.
I think.
What it do?
Go.
007.
Go. Happy early birthday. It's a celebration. It's all good. Y'all understand. It's a celebration. You know, your gift was wrapped open. This is a playoff before the playoff, but we ain't going to go through that right now. Well, but I did say before the season started, I remember we was talking about the Poole and Draymond situation. And I was like, it's going to transpire during the season. They went 11-30 on the road. They won at home and everything. They made the playoffs. And they should, I mean, Draymond, well, Chris Paul, I think that combination is going to be worse because they both have the same personality. And they both, you know what I'm saying, give a reason for the referees to call the technical fouls on them. And that could very well cost them games because of their personalities. That's my opinion about it.
Okay.
But they
old enough
to
not to do that. They
got
some 36 and 38
year olds.
They should be smarter than that.
Exactly.
But
I think we're putting too much on, and I said it all last season. I think we put too much on the incident between Poole and Draymond Green. I think that was a dysfunctional family to start the season off with. And that just happened to be one of the problems in the family. You're not going to see that with Chris Paul and Draymond because Draymond Green ain't going to put his hands on Chris Paul. You ain't going to never have to worry about seeing that right there.
At all.
That ain't happening.
Let me say this. You live in the neighborhood, right? It's a little dysfunctional kid around that neighborhood. You follow that dysfunctional kid home, and you'll find a dysfunctional family. So the fact that that was an issue last season, it tells me that it was more to the Warriors as a team than they were trying to let on. Did you see the video where Green and Poole actually got into it? Did you see that video? Just answer my question.
Yeah, but let me say this. Let me finish, Kale. Look, I'm not saying that wasn't a problem. I'm just saying that wasn't the main reason why they lost, not because of Draymond Green and Poole.
Right.
That's not the reason why they lost. They had more problems than just that right there. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I'm not saying that that wasn't a problem. I'm just saying they had more than just right there. And what Sis said earlier, I agree with. Draymond Green said what he had to say about Chris Paul as a competitor to get into his head because he got to play against it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to play with him. So now, you got to backtrack, and you got to make it so the two of y'all can play together if you're smart enough and you want to win. And I'm thinking that he is. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
I blame the front office more than anything, man. When you got a pillar of the team on the squad and you wondering if he going to get a deal, but you pay the young boy, you done messed up the whole dynamic in that locker room. From anything that young boy say about money, that boy Draymond was probably sensitive as hell and ready to crack on. You know what I mean? So I just think that messed up everything, man. Like, if you're going to make the choice, pay the bet and tell the young boy to wait to get paid.
I was told a long time ago. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Long time ago.
No, I was told a long time ago, only suckers get sucker punched. So you running your mouth. No, I'm just saying. You running your mouth. You ought to be. You got to be ready. You got to be ready on the spot.
I say the same thing. Yes.
You got to be ready. Damian Lillard chimed in on it, and he was talking about a game when Portland was playing Golden State, and how Jordan Poole was just talking all type of trash to Lillard and saying, you know, he didn't understand why Lillard is the NBA man and ain't nobody thinking about Dame time, his pool time, and this and that and the third. And Damian Lillard went to Draymond Green after the game and told him, man, I can't stand that dude, man. That dude had me ready to punch him in the mouth, seriously. So, I'll be the first to admit, Jordan Poole kind of got beside himself when he received that contract. And we all know, man, when you're dealing with an issue of your own and you got somebody that's, you know, not necessarily making fun of yours, but over-celebrating theirs, that thing will get to you. That thing will make you ready to, yeah, let me handle this. This Bama thing, you going to talk to me and about me like that? Okay, let me show this Bama what it is for real. So, you know, I think that was the situation. And again, I'm not saying that is the only reason. I'm saying that's the reason they showed us and they hear the other litany of things that were going on with them as an organization. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Big facts on that, Kev. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. Go ahead, now. You good.
My timing off today. I didn't drink too much coffee. I'm over here jumping. Now, I was just going to add on to what Kel was saying and say this. All of y'all who play basketball or been around basketball all your life, one thing you know is if a big jump on a small, normally a backup big or some other big step into it, how can we see nobody get over there quick enough to either stop it or to at least push back on Dre? That's the part that kind of, you know what I mean, where my thing kind of, you know what I mean, my spotted sense kind of tingled, like, wait a minute, man. Ain't none of them big step up for you when they see a big man beating up a little dude? Like, that ain't normal in basketball.
Hey, Nas. No coaches.
They wanted it to happen.
No coaches, no assistant coach, no players, nobody. And I was like that too when I saw it. I was like, okay, they just gonna let him jump on the man like that? Nobody is going to step up and stop this? Hold on, man. And that told me everybody was tired of Poole's mouth. He probably was talking trash to everybody, you know? He probably was getting on everybody's nerves. And they was like, hey, and they was like, hey, you know what? Man, first dude that crack on this Bama, I got 500 toward the fine that you get. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't even going to say to that.
for real.
I was just saying, if you're a little guard, get cool with one of them backup
people. I hope that didn't happen.
You at least need to do that.
Right. Man. I hope that didn't happen, then.
And they probably, and look, and they all knew Draymond and Draymond's attitude. So most likely, Draymond will be the one that's going to check that Bama. You hear me? Hey, Slim, I'll take one for the team. I take one for the team. He needs to shut his mouth for real. So, you know, hey, I just hope with Jordan Poole coming here with the Wizards that, you know, I don't know what to say, but I hope that punt has what he needs to learn. Yeah, calm him down a little bit. Yeah, I talk about, because, you know, Yes. Yeah. I hope it calmed him down. I hope it was what he needed, and it has calmed him down. Seriously.
Wizards fans going to make a lot of money next year. Jordan Poole and Kuzma going to try to shoot every ball. So take all they over props, and you're going to make money all season. Them boys going to be done, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I will be at a couple of the games. I'm going. Especially when y'all play
now,
the Bulls. Y'all know y'all always play them.
Tell me what y'all think about this. Ben Simmons receives credit for the year of service during the 2021 and 22 season holdout.
Don't get me started. How do you
receive credit? And I'm assuming credit is in the form of pay, compensation for the season that you set out yourself, that you chose, I don't want to play.
But that was when he was with Embiid and him?
Yeah.
Yep. Right?
21, 22.
I think,
yeah.
Okay, so let me say what I think. I think he didn't get the full pay. I just think he got some, like they said, credit for some of the things because they know that it was not 100% his fault. So I'm thinking they gave him, you know, certain credits, not all of the money that he was supposed to get. They just gave him some credits. We don't know how much credits. That's why they're saying credits. So
they're talking about service, time of service.
It's the team's fault.
The team didn't put him on injured reserve or fine him anything or do anything to him. They let him ride it the way he wanted to ride it. So it's their fault. It's not on him.
Yep.
Not on him. You let me get away with it. What you expect me to do?
That's true.
You ain't
talking
about
that.
That's
right.
It's
shout out to the players.
Exactly.
This is what you're supposed to do. Even if the employee is terrible, insubordinate, or whatever, you still got to fight for him like you were fighting for your A1 employee. When that dude at the warehouse smoke a little bit before he get on that. Get on that machine and get hurt.
Hey.
You got to fight his
I'm going to disagree
like
with you, bro. I've been a manager before.
Right.
You got a way that you fight for employees, and you got a way that you get rid of malcontents. And there's a process.
Yeah,
you got to do it the right way. But there's a process to weed your malcontents out. And they never did.
They dropped the ball. Right.
They dropped the ball.
Right. They dropped the ball, and like you just said, they let him do whatever he wanted to do. They just went along with it. Nobody contested it. Nobody said anything about it. They just let him go about his business as they go along. You know what I mean? So now that it's all done, said and done for, and they wasn't going to pay him, he probably went to the union and said, hey, I wasn't injured. I wasn't this. I wasn't that. I want my money.
I ain't got no write-up in my file.
I ain't got no right now.
But on the other hand, if you Daryl Morey and you know you're going to wait on the trade to get rid of this dude, do you really want him out on the court where he could possibly get hurt and he acting a fool at practice? I think it was training camp where him and Doc was like, okay, just go home. They just sent him home. So, I mean, I get that side of it too, but, you got to pay him.
Even that part wasn't his fault. He said he was in there. He was playing ball like everybody was doing. They wanted him to have on a certain thing. He was ready to go do it, and they told him, just go home. If you don't want to do it, just go home. He was like, what are you talking about? I'm playing.
Yeah.
And they was like,
nah,
just go home.
No, I ain't say nothing. I agree with you.
So that's their fault, too.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, it was worth it because they were able to unload him on Brooklyn. And if Brooklyn could do it over, I guarantee they wouldn't trade for that dude.
Well, hey,
Like you said, Nas, that's a hell of a job by the Players Union, because I'm pretty sure they fought for him. Now, hey guys, another NBA tidbit. This is your team, Treats. The Chicago Bulls had a giant asking price when the New York Knicks reached out with interest in trading for Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine has 4 years remaining on his five-year, $215 million contract that he signed with the Bulls. Yeah, so I guess the Bulls feel like, listen, we acquired both of you guys' services, and you're going to find a way to get along and play together. And I'm going to say I'm with the team on this.
Yeah.
We gave you a five-year, $215 million contract, bro. You got to show and prove on that. You know, and you signed it. You and your agent signed it. So, yeah, we're expecting you to get along with whoever we decide to bring and work together. I know we all heard the saying that you don't have to be friends with the coworkers. You don't have to like everyone that you work with, but you do have to do your job. You do have to do your job. And the fact that Chicago didn't just allow the Bulls, okay, take them off. Allow the Knicks, okay, just take them off our hands. We're done with that.
Right.
We're through with that. It tells me that they see something with your other top player named Tree.
DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan.
Exactly. Thank you. DeMar DeRozan. They see something working with LaVine and DeRozan. So they're willing.
A nice squad.
Vucevic signed a contract extension as well. So this team sees something. They want a return on their investment, and they're going to make these guys play together. Go ahead.
Yep.
On the floor, you don't see the problems. That's what I like. Like on the floor, you don't see those problems. I don't even know if it really is a problem, because on the floor, they play amazing together.
Right.
If it is a problem, I think they do a good job of hiding it. You know what I mean? Like when they're out on the floor, like you just said, everybody just needs to do their job.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. If everybody can just do their job.
If you need a point.
Like you said, we don't have to be best, right. We don't have to be best friends. We don't have to be none of that. But what we do have to be is professionals. And sometimes me and Kim don't get along, but we love each other at the end of the day. Like, we don't have to agree on everything is what I'm trying to say. We don't have to agree on everything all of the time. Because
right.
he thinks the
right.
way he thinks, I think the way I think, and when we bring it together, it's amazing.
Still got a great show. Still got
you know
a great
what I mean? We still have a great show.
Right.
So that's all I'm looking for. I'm just looking for a great team in DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. I wish Ball was playing, because that's the big three, like our, you know, the three plus one of our bigs. You know, that's make four of us good. But we got to do something with Ball, even though we just got that $10 million credit for him.
You
we got to do something with him.
You need a distributor
yes.
back.
Yes. Yes. And Ayo is the perfect person, I think, that could do it. And then we have
Caruso.
I can't think of the other guy. Yeah,
Caruso.
Him. Caruso, he's there. So we got a great team. We just need to put it together and put a good team out on the floor all at one time. And I think that's what we're capable of doing.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up.
I'm glad they made them fall.
Yeah. 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 I'm like you, Treece, when it comes to ball, because we received so much hype when he was coming into the league, and now I mean you got reports that his father put too much wear and tear on his body as a young man, so he wasn't able to develop correct. And that's why he's having all of these injuries and everything. I just want to see the young man play. I just want to see the young man get out there and do his thing. Seriously. Because it's just Come on, bro.
Because he's amazing.
Yeah. And he played point guard for you all, right?
Yes.
It is. So we're talking about possibly a young version of Magic Johnson with size and distribution off the chain. It's just like, come on, man. Come on, bro. Find a way to get yourself together, man, when you can get back on this court. Now, again, if it's just injuries and the injuries won't allow him, then, you know, Godspeed, bro. Godspeed. But I would like to see him on that court.
I think he's going through that Murray injury, like when Murray was out for those 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what he's going through. So I think if he could get this 1 year under control, like this 1 year, because he's in rehab, so stay in rehab, rehab your injury, do light work, almost to no work, let your leg and knee heal, and then try to come back. Don't try to come back early, because we all want you to come back. No, let's just give it this whole year, do what you got to do to rehab it, and then come back, and then see where you at as far as, you know, coming back, because he's an amazing basketball player. He really is an amazing basketball player.
This those Triple B shoes.
I just need him to be healthy.
It's some Triple B's.
The Triple B's that messed them up.
Hey, you know what? I look at today's players, and I'm like, I remember basketball was always a high-top shoe sport.
Yeah.
At least the three-quarters are out there playing in low-cut tennis shoes, and I'm like, bruh.
Yeah.
The game hasn't changed that much where you still run, jump, land on other players. So the game hasn't changed that much. You know, come on, man. Put some high-top tennis shoes on. Give your ankle some more support. Yeah, exactly. And say it again.
You're caring about looks, optics, what it look like. How cute it is. You see, the shoes don't match the uniform no more.
Nope.
Yeah.
Summer League and the pros. I was watching the championship game between the Rockets and Cleveland, and I don't know the young man's name that was playing for Cleveland, but this man had on some fuchsia green tennis shoes, and I'm like, bruh, that don't even go along with your uniform. What are they doing in the NBA? I think back to the days of Allen Iverson when they were irate about his tattoos and his threat and everything. The way that they have just become relaxed and let these players to wear whatever it is they feel comfortable in, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I remember a time when the NBA was about your fashion as well as your play. And I just don't get it. They just allowing these guys to wear anything,
And come on, man. These are young men, okay? Of course they want to wear the...
whatever they want.
Of course they want to, you know, whatever they want. But what's in style? What's in style? You know, what is popular? What everybody is wearing? Everybody not playing NBA ball, bruh. Those high fantasy tennis shoes, they're made just to walk around in. That's it. That's it. Not playing no damn whole four-quarter game of basketball. Are you crazy?
Right.
So, but the thing about Lonzo, though, man, like this is so bad that his career could be over. Like, that's a possibility here. But the beautiful thing is he signed that extension after his rookie deal. So this dude made over $100 million. Like when it's all said and done, if like they got to do a buyout for the last year or whatever medical thing they do for it. So the good thing is LaVar Ball's dream came true. Even if his career is cut short, that dude earned over $100 million, and LaMelo looks like a future superstar. And
he
the other son is still, you know, playing in the G League. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Lamar, they got it done. And as far as the Zach LaVine thing, shout out to the Knicks, man. Whatever the asking price is, the Knicks should pay it. Because you add Zach LaVine to the little guard they got, Brunson, and everything else, the Knicks would be serious. So send them the draft picks or whatever else they want, man. They need to make that happen.
Facts.
Well,
get rid of
Knicks,
Barrett.
The Knicks backed away. The Knicks backed away completely.
Yeah, I was about to say, it was too much. They weren't going to do that.
Yeah, they wanted
to
too much.
Yeah.
They wanted to tip the sink. Yeah.
They wanted,
they
wanted Brunson. They wanted Brunson.
Exactly.
Well, they didn't just want the sink. They wanted the garbage disposal, too. You know what I'm talking about? All right, y'all. Great conversation.
The best thing, about Lonzo Ball is that whether he pay or not, the way his contract is constructed, he get paid regardless. And the Bulls are using 80% for the insurance plan, so they get 80% of their money back whether he pay or not. So they get it's like a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Smart business acumen. Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's tight. All right, y'all. Great NBA. NFL time. When we come back, 563-999-3782. We don't own the rights to the music. I would say it before three, y'all. We do not own the rights to the music, but we own the boogie. All right.
Another one of those. This is for my Q. Down to earth. Go in peace, baby. You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know.
They don't know.
This is out to my Q. Rest in peace, baby.
They don't know.
You still here with me? What they don't know is the boss, the drama, the shit, the armor, the city, the farmer, the baby, the mama, the projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the kids, the hugs. The heartbroken muffins, it happens too often. The problems, the things we use to solve them. Yonkers, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, the hurt, the pain.
Hey, DMX, DMX.
That's that crank.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, come
brother.
On, DMX.
Rest
in peace. Yes.
NFL 2023 top 10 head coaches, okay? At number 10, Brian Daboll with the New York Giants. Number 9, Sean McDermott with the Bills. Number 8, Nick Sirianni with the Eagles. Number 7, Doug Peterson with the Jaguars. Number 6, Sean McVay with the Rams. Number 5, Mark Bailey, John Harbaugh with the Ravens. Number 4, Kyle Shanahan and your 49ers. Number 3, Mike Tomlin and 57 Pittsburgh Steelers. Number two, Bill Belichick with the Patriots. And the number one coach in the NFL approaching the 2023 season, Andy Reid with the Chiefs. Anybody has any argument with this?
Who was, you said Shanahan for the Niners, you said is number four?
Number four.
And why is he number? Why is he number? What has he won?
Ooh.
I mean, he did go to the playoffs.
No, no. Answer my question.
We
got
to play over again. We want NFC the change. We always win that. That's what we want.
Okay,
I got
okay.
Answer. I got you.
And they went to the Super Bowl twice.
No, listen. Going to the Super Bowl. I'm not hearing about what has he won.
I just told you, the NFC Championship.
No. And you got guys behind him who's won the whole thing. You got guys behind him who's won the whole thing.
Listen, you didn't say that. You said, what has he won? You didn't say, did he win the whole thing?
In sports talk, when you say, what have they won, we talking about the championship.
No.
That's a vernacular.
You got to be specific on the corner. On the corner, you got to be specific.
All right.
Yeah.
The guys,
well, Bill Belichick haven't won anything since Tom Brady.
But he's on the
team. Look,
he's on
the team. Mike Tomlinson.
I would make the argument above Andy. He won.
You what?
But
what
I
has Mike Tomlinson won?
He won the chip already. But I would argue to put Bill Belichick above Andy Reid. Shout out to Andy Reid, though.
How?
That was 2009. He won a championship. He won nothing since then, sir.
I mean, on a rebuilding team, this man has never had a losing season. With the carcass of, well, let me not say that, 57. I don't want to piss on 57. I ain't going to say it. But the decline of Ben Roethlisberger and a rebuilding team. And a rebuilding team. That man still was having winning season. Mike Tomlin's real good. But Bill, like you can't
take
away what Bill
did. You just said to me.
I didn't say that. I don't do the rings thing. I don't do that. That's first take stuff.
Okay,
in
I love
real
you for that.
Football,
I love you for that. Thank
when
you.
When somebody can consistently win, when somebody win with Brock Purdy, you give them their flowers. Bill Belichick might
there
be a bad GM, but he's still the best coach to me. Like he'd improved it over the years from the Giants to now. So
yeah.
I'm sticking with Bill at one. Andy too, though.
Well. My only problem with this list is Doug Peterson with the Jaguars. Now, we Cap asked, what has he won? Seriously, has Doug Peterson has only won one playoff game? At least,
no, he won a Super Bowl.
At least he's with
he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
As the head coach?
Yeah, with the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's right.
With the Eagles.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely
with the
right. But they have him on this list with the Jaguars. And the
okay.
Jaguars
they had him up there with Dabble, too. What Dabble
the
won?
Jaguars. Yeah, he's won nothing. But at least he's number 10. At least he's
he
number 10.
He should be
10.
On the list.
Right.
Sean McDermott with the Bills, I can see why. He's there. Nick Sirianni with the Eagles. I can see why he's there. You know? But
McVay won a Super Bowl with the Rams.
So I see why he's there. Doug Peterson, his glory was with the Eagles. Why is he on this list with the Jaguars? Have we really seen that much improvement with the Jaguars that we going to put him on this list?
What's the former Ohio State coach that was in Jacksonville? That's how terrible he was as a coach.
He turned it around.
I can't even think his name.
Yeah,
no
they got that lap dance at the party.
Urban Meyer.
Urban
Meyer.
Urban Meyer, that's his name.
Exactly.
Oscar Meyer. Yeah, that's it, Oscar Meyer.
Get that Arkham mind.
No, but
okay.
Doug Peterson, well, him taking over for Urban Meyer, that should be an improvement because Jacksonville's defense was outstanding last year along with Trevor Lawrence. They made the playoffs. You brought the Super Bowl experience a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but had he won, did they win that playoff game? Did they win that playoff game? Because the only thing that's stuck out in my mind.
The Chargers blew the game. Remember the Chargers blew the game, boy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah, they won at the end of the game.
Yeah, the coach for the Chargers.
Right.
Terrible.
Yeah, well. I you know, hey, this is the NFL's list, y'all. This is who they say are the top 10 coaches. I don't know. To me, well, I can't say that. I'm not going to say that. I was about to say to me, I put this in order of how many times are you and your team mentioned on SportsCenter or NFL Network, and we hear all of these coaches from Brian Daboll all the way down to Andy Reid. We hear their names mentioned all the time. Bill Belichick, he's interesting to me because is this a list on what they're doing now, or is this a list on what it was?
That's a great question.
I mean, think about it. Let's be honest. The Patriots, since Tom Brady's leaving, they've left a lot to be desired on the football field. Now, okay, you've won seven Super Bowls. Great. Great job. But this list, if I'm looking at going into 2023, this list just don't sit right with me. You know, it just and to be honest, Belichick and Reed are the only two I would switch. Mike Tomlin at number three, I'm cool with it. Kyle Shanahan at number three and Tomlin at number four. Harbaugh at number five. I'm cool. McVay number six. Peterson seven and Sirianni eight. McDermott nine and Doble 10. I'm cool with all that. It's just when we get down to 4-1 that I'm kind of like, because as much as I can't stand Tree saying this, Kyle coaches the hell out of that team. And even though they didn't win the Super Bowl, they are there more times than not. Have been there with Kyle as the coach more times than not. So to me, it's like, I think of Tomlin, and yes, Tomlin does a great job. And we all know Pittsburgh's problem last year were the quarterback insecurities.
How many years?
Well, you're speaking as a Raven fan, right?
I'm speaking as a football fan. What has the Steelers done lately?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
They've been better than projected
every year. This has been a rebuilding project. Ben held on too long. Ben probably should have retired 2 years before he did, which would have helped their rebuilding process.
Every team has excuses.
That's reality, man.
That's excuses. You get on the field and win the game. If he holding on too long, whose fault is that? Who's running the team to let Ben hold it back?
All right, so let's think about this. Two-time Super Bowl winner, franchise, face of the franchise, yeah, it's hard to make that man leave. He gets to leave on his own terms. That's typically how it goes. So eventually being left, and now they're doing their rebuild. They got their QB, and let's go. Like, Tomlin won, what, 7 or 8 games every year despite everything else? To me, that's a good coach. Anybody can take a loaded team and win. Show me what happened when you got to start over.
That's true.
I think that's what Belichick is going through right now. I think that's what Belichick is going through. See, hold on. Let me see if he, because I just fall out of the floor just there. 57, you with us?
Who, me?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
There you go.
You were just being sarcastic. Okay. Okay.
I'm about to say, 57 going to let that ride. I got to defend the Steelers.
Okay.
Man, you can defend them all you want. The facts are the facts. They trash.
Oh, my God.
Who trash? The Steelers?
Yeah, Steelers trash.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what I said.
Hey, Cap, you know what? I understand. Cap, I understand that now that you know where your quarterback is going to be, that you got to go all in. But I remember a couple of months ago, you didn't know if you was going to be in Miami or where. So I'm going to go ahead and let you have that today, Cap. I'm going to let you close the weekend out with that one, Cap.
Yes, sir. You're right, brother.
All right, y'all.
That was nice.
We're going to switch from the coaches to the top 10 stadiums voted by the players that they feel best playing. At number 10, Ford Field with the Detroit Lions. At number 9, the Steelers home. I'm sorry, I still call it Heinz Field. So, you know, but that's just me. Can't let go. At number 8,
yep.
Lumen Field with the Seahawks. Number 7, AT&T Stadium with the Dallas Cowboys. Number 6, U.S. Bank Stadium with the Vikings. Number 5, Lucas Oil Stadium with the Colts. Number 4, y'all, Mercedes-Benz Stadium with the Falcons. Number 3, Stadium with the Raiders. Number 2, SoFi Stadium with the Rams. And you guys will never guess what the number one stadium to play in is. It's New England Patriots.
Rams. Got to be the Rams.
Nope. Lambeau Field with the Green Bay Packers. Lambeau Field.
Oh, yeah, they're still holding on.
But that stadium raggedy is
terrible,
good, man.
They're freezing.
That's what I'm saying. They holding on. They're leaning.
That's a raggedy stadium.
They might as well have RFK. They might as well have RFK on this list.
AT&T over at number 7. AT&T is beautiful.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
You got the Dallas Cowboys number 4. And Green Bay.
Dallas number 7.
They number 7.
Number 7.
And they got U.S. Bank.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, but the thing about it, y'all.
SoFi should have been number one. It's beautiful.
As the list goes down more and more, it's about the newer stadium. Mercedes for the Falcons, that's a new stadium. You know, Allegiant Stadium with the Raiders is new. SoFi, brand new. And then y'all go all the way back to Lambeau Field as the number one. How is that? I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe they have the most comfortable seats since the fans are the ones that basically do everything. Maybe that's the
day is the most loyal fans.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is there. They shut the whole city down just for one game. It's so small up there.
That's all Green Bay got. So yeah, they may have. I mean, unless it's Milwaukee and Green Bay, two different things. But Green Bay is all they got.
Yeah. You ain't lying.
Basketball. They ain't got no hockey
team.
That's
enough.
All they got.
Nothing.
And they come out there bare chest and everything. They don't even care out there. That's a little your fan base right there. Cheesehead.
My daughter like the Green Bay Packers.
In the cold.
Shoot. We ain't going out there like that.
Yeah. Oh, MJ. Woo! Yeah. I ain't going out there. I'm sorry. That ain't even one of my teams. That ain't even been on my bucket list. Green Bay ain't never been on my bucket list. Nope.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. That's what I'm saying. Out of all the places you want to go, how did Lambeau Field end up last, man? I mean, number one. How?
Exactly.
How?
Exactly.
They did the poll in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
That's right, guys.
And Atlanta need to be ashamed of themselves. They gave up the Falcons all the money to the point where the Braves moved out. The Braves out in the suburbs now. They ain't even in Atlanta no more.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I hate when organizations do that, man. I'm serious. And I can understand you're looking for land. You got to consider parking for tailgating and all of that.
Yeah.
Everything. But I just hate when Washington moved out to FedEx Field, and the first time I actually went to a game, I was like, I'm never coming here again. Ever.
I know that's
first of
right.
all, everybody's fan, whoever we're playing, is there more so than our fans. The walk from the subway to the parking lot. It's crazy. It's crazy. Man, be in shape. That's all I can say. Be in shape. I told you. Pittsburgh the same way?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a
lot. I hope we go back to where we can take the blue and orange.
Yeah. That was a walk.
Man, that was a walk.
Almost one of them little scooters. I'm telling you, that was a walk. The Cowboy Stadium is a walk, too, in Arlington. That's a long walk from the park. But they got a lot of stuff in between the walk, though.
Exactly. And it's so worth it once you actually get inside.
Get in it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's beautiful in the inside. AT&T TV is beautiful. They got TVs everywhere. Even in the bathroom, on the floor.
Well, I mean, that's cool. FedEx Field has TVs everywhere, but it's still a hell of a
in
walk.
In the floor?
It's still a... In the what?
In the floor?
They got it. I don't know about the floor. I didn't see any in the floor unless I just didn't go in there
earlier. They got them everywhere. They got about 3,700 TVs in that building.
Okay.
No, it's,
wow.
It's something to see.
It is. I'm telling you. We went on a tour in there, of course. I'm married to the Dallas fan, so we went on a tour.
When they held the NBA All-Star Rookie Game, I was there, and it was crazy.
Okay.
I know, that's right.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. I don't know. I don't want to be a curmudgeon. I don't want to be a Daryl Downer. But Lambeau Field at number one, y'all, Lambeau Field, really.
I'm gonna go with
SoFi before I go. Just looking on TV at SoFi Stadium, that thing is beautiful on the outside and in.
Mm-hmm. It was.
You know,
it was. That's true. But the question was to play in. We thinking about the ambiance of it all. They saying to play in. We ain't none of us no players, so we don't really know. That's why the players got the pick. So they picked Green Bay. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I guess Green Bay reminds you when you was a kid playing Sandlot.
Okay.
When you gotta let the car go past before you can run the next play, or when you stuff T-shirts in your shirt in the form of
you got a cow patty in the middle of the field. Yeah, you know, yeah, that's what it.
Y'all terrible. Yeah.
So maybe it's a nostalgic thing. Maybe it's a nostalgic thing.
Yeah.
They bull wrangling on the parking lot.
It's low enough to do the Lambo leap, so everybody, even the short people, can jump up and get into the sand. So it might be the best place to play in. It might be.
Yeah. When they say they having fresh barbecue for the tailgate, they mean fresh.
Okay.
They just killed it.
They just let it loose.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
You go out there, Joe. They got a whole cow. Rotation.
And if you hang around, after the Monday night game, you might hear another sound out in the woods. You just hang around for a while.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm with Lady
T on that. And on that note, y'all know what time it is. And listen, Kill, the grandbabies say they love you. They just wanted to let you know that they love you. Both of them, they came in here looking at me all crazy over there. They said they love you. Tell Uncle Kill they love him. I said, okay, they love you.
Uncle Kill loves y'all too, baby.
We're going to hear from Lady Reese. Come on, Reese, with the last word.
Hello. Hi, guys. How y'all doing on Thursday football? In Kill's Corner, rather.
What's up, baby girl?
Hey Reese, you Give us your last word.
Yes,
hey, baby.
The show was real nice today. Nice Thursday evening for the Kill's Corner.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You got something to say to your husband?
Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday, Kill. I'll see you this evening.
That'll work.
And with that being said, from the lady of the man of the man, okay? I'm going to tell y'all how I feel. DMV Kill and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kill's Corner, you guys. I mean, all of you guys. Thanks for everything that you guys do. We love it so very much. DMV Kill and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kill and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kill's Corner on Instagram at Kill's Corner and on Facebook at Kill's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKillMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Kill, everybody online is saying they love you. They wish you all the best. They said do 52 more years around this wonderful world we live in. And Mom Betty told me to tell you peace, love, and soul to you. Keep our sick and shut in mind. And Kill, you have the very last word, young man.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for the prayers that you sent out for my coworker, God is doing great things with her. So thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for calling her name out. With that being said, it's my birthday and my team is so, and I love y'all. So make sure y'all back here Tuesday, 5 p.m., so that I can tell y'all about this crazy weekend I'm about to have. Y'all got back. Y'all be good. The birthday wishes. We love you guys. We'll check with you on Tuesday. Good Lord willing. Y'all be safe. And if you love them, they should already know. They should already know. Peace out.
Facts.